Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and today is Tuesday. So we take our topic we introduced on Monday, and we see what the Bible has to say about it. We've been talking a lot about our need for rest. This week we're looking at structural ways to help us plan for rest and protect our rest and actually enjoy our rest. It can be hard if we don't have a few external structures, but they need to be built on the internal structures that we talked about last week, the heart change that comes from following Jesus, having Him at the center of our lives, that allows us to transform the outer structures and actually get that rest we need. Now, one of the main ways the Bible talks about rest is in terms of Sabbath rest, the seventh day in the Hebrew work week, when everybody took a day of rest. And in Jesus' culture, and before that, it was a very structured reality. This was part of society. And it was something that everybody around you would have been doing, at least all the Jews around you, and very much encouraged and sustained by those societal structures, in addition to the internal religious reasons that an individual might have had. Now, even in the midst of that context, Jesus' approach seems to be rather different. While there was all this societal, cultural context around it, Jesus starts to peel it away, and he peels away at all those laws and regulations that have been built up on God's command to take a day off, and gets back to just that basic commandment of the Sabbath rest being something that God did and wanted His people to do. That's what Jesus peels the layers back to find, is to reignite people's passion for God's command at creation to take rest, the importance of that kind of rest. This was his usual routine all through his teaching in the Bible, where people were focused on outer structures and people's actions and laws. Jesus was concerned with the heart. He wanted to get to the heart of the matter and talk about people's motivations and their passions. Whether they were for God or for something else is what made a difference to the outer structures. Now, Jesus' approach to Sabbath rest actually makes things a little bit harder and a little bit easier. It makes Sabbath rest a little bit harder because, you know what, it's not that hard to just follow rules blindly that everybody else is following in your society and that are strictly laid out and enforced. It makes it a little bit easier because then Sabbath rest comes out of a relationship with God, the creator of rest, the creator of work, the creator of us, who knows us best and knows that we need it. So keeping the Sabbath actually becomes easier through a relationship with Jesus, because He's the Lord of the Sabbath, because it's His to give. It's not something that was meant to be enforced by strict laws that considered every possible scenario in which you could find yourself on a Saturday. This was about ongoing rest, our ongoing need for rest, every day, every week, every year, every decade, every lifetime. And so a relationship with Jesus means that rest flows out of that relationship with Him, knowing that He is our rest, He is the source of rest, being able to satisfy ourselves that He's done and given us everything we need. And we can rest in that. It comes out of a better place, ultimately, than society's laws and rules and those who enforce them. Now we're going to look at some of the ways Jesus Himself rested and ensured He had structured rest. And we see Him taking rest, first of all, when He needed it. It wasn't just something for Saturdays. Rest was something that he seemed to intuitively know He needed at particular times in His ministry. For example, in the book of Mark, we see how Jesus handled the crushing demands of His work. The apostles returned to Jesus and told Him all that they had done and taught, and He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Well, there we can see Jesus and His followers taking rest when they needed it. This wasn't particularly a Saturday, a commanded day of rest, but Jesus sensed that His disciples and He needed a rest, and so they went away to a quiet place. They found a structure that could support their need for rest in the midst of a very, very busy and demanding time of Jesus' work and ministry. It even says that He did this regularly in the Bible. We can see Jesus regularly doing that, and we hear words that say He did this regularly. It was His practice to go away, take time to rest and pray. In fact, in one of the most intense times in Jesus' ministry, when it looked like he and his followers were going to be shipwrecked, Jesus was resting. He was able to rest in even the most intense of situations. Even when everything did seem to be crashing around him, Jesus seemed to be able to find rest. It points to his deep satisfaction in his Father's work and him having done his Father's work, and that there was far more to him than what other people imagined. Now, personally, I discovered the need for this when I was working in a busy environment in an office. I would regularly get up about once a day and take what I called my sanity walk. If I felt the demands of work were crushing down on me and I hadn't moved in ages and I was just looking at my computer screen too intently, I'd get up and I'd just walk around the block. It was a short walk, but it changed a lot. It meant I was able to approach my work differently and I had more energy and more creativity for the day. Now, we also see Jesus observing the Sabbath day. He observed it differently from others in his day. They were concerned with the outer forms and structures and whether people were following the exact rules and regulations set out by the religious lawyers. But Jesus was simply concerned with the Sabbath being a day of rest, as his Father had commanded, not as the scribes and Pharisees had commanded. And so we can see in the Bible it said Jesus rested on the Sabbath day. Now, we can also see Jesus partaking in the annual celebrations and times of rest and feasting that were part of his culture around him. We can see him going to Jerusalem during the Passover. Would have been an intense and busy time for his followers. We see him celebrating and joining in other festivities as well. He likely followed the same rhythms as his culture. There were times of intense busyness when everybody was gathering in Jerusalem, everybody who could anyway. There were also downtimes when the day-to-day ministry was actually happening. Jesus wasn't divorced from his culture. He wasn't separate from what was happening around him. He lived with the rhythms and ups and downs of day-to-day life in that culture. As we saw last week, there was also a year of rest. Every 6 years, there'd be a seventh year of rest, kind of like a Sabbath year. When slaves were to be freed, people in debt were to be forgiven of those debts, and land was to lie fallow and reset for another year. It was kind of a reset year every 6 years. You can imagine how that would have impacted the culture. Finally, there was another kind of reset year. Every 50 years, God had commanded that Hebrew culture would completely reset, that truly things would start over again, and ownership rights and things would all start over, and people would have a new chance. The playing field would be leveled. You can imagine how that would impact a culture. Unfortunately, it never was actually practiced, or at least we don't have any records of it. But it was a good thing that God had given that says a lot about his desire to see his people rest and be different from cultures around them. Well, our question for you today is, what rest can you plan for today, for this week, for this year? And then dream a little bit. What would a reset year look like this decade? What about for the whole of your life? Well, have a great discussion. I hope you'll share this with somebody else in your life. Start a little discussion group. Share the questions with them. Have a discussion and see where it goes. Hope you have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.